Of 702 The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
All right, and let's say a very good morning to Crystal Audison, who is Southern Africa editor of the Africa Report. Crystal, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, XG.
It's been a while, hey.
It's been a while. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. All right. So yet another president then has to make an appearance in order to downplay rumors about whether or not he's alive.
Yes. Good morning, Bongani. It's been quite an ironic week, you know, where we've seen senior African leaders having to send out press releases and defend that they are in fact alive. This time, it's the turn of Gabon. Now, Ali Bongo, he left the country in October, and then he just simply never came back. He was in Saudi Arabia, and of course, there were all sorts of rumors that he had a stroke. Government was absolutely silent, and eventually they had to say, look, you know, he is not well and he's recovering. He is now in Morocco. And so the government of Gabon released a video to show that, you know, he was sitting and meeting the king of Morocco and they had a chat. But of course, this video was very carefully filmed, that we see only a particular angle of Ali Bongo, and it seems the 59-year-old is recovering. The king of Morocco also came out with a strong statement saying that, well, you know, the president of Gabon, he looks well, he's getting better and better, but no official other statement from the Gabonese government in terms of the health of Ali Bongo. Of course, top officials, including the vice president and the prime minister and the head of the constitutional court, is in Rabat, they say, to meet Ali Bongo to discuss urgent matters. Now, there was a bit of a power vacuum because Ali Bongo and his family have been ruling Gabon for more than 5 decades, and he's been in power since 2009. There was really a sense of what now, and the African Union had to actually come in and raise concern. They, in fact, sent a fact-finding mission just to assess what's happening on the ground. Now, we see that the vice president is acting in that position, and he's also presiding over cabinet meetings. So it's interesting that the top brass is now meeting in Morocco on government affairs, but still we don't get a full sense of whether Ali Bongo will in fact be able to still be the president.
It is ridiculous, eh? It is just insane. Anyway, let's talk about the Ebola epidemic, which continues to spread through the DRC's North Kivu region.
Yes, in fact, Doctors Without Borders saying that this new area has seen a real increase in cases, and they're really quite concerned. This follows, of course, also the World Health Organization actually coming out to say that it's now the second largest in the history, and there are new cases. We're looking at more than 430 with about 200 confirmed deaths. Now, the WHO says what's really causing nightmare scenarios for them is the rebel groups operating in the different parts of the country and the local hostility by locals, because of course, due to the rebel attacks, they are firstly not feeling very secure, and then of course there's all sorts of hostility that they have towards healthcare workers, and then of course taking the drugs. So we see that the government, they had approved the usage of 4 new experimental drugs. This is of course helping, so we're seeing about 37,000 people receiving the vaccinations, and that is helping. But what WHO described as the red zone, which is the areas that's almost inaccessible due to the threat of rebel groups, and then, of course, the safety of healthcare workers. Another issue that came to the fore recently, 2 prominent global medical journals called on the Trump administration to do more. Now, the U.S. government ordered all their senior staffers to leave the areas because of insecurity, and this didn't bode well with other international organizations that said, look, of course, we will provide security, but you can't withdraw staffers simply because of the threat. And WHO said, look, they need more financial assistance from the U.S. to fight this disease, XG.
All right. Crystal, I must thank you very much, eh? Crystal Audison with the Africa Report. Thanks indeed.